Looking a little scruffy? It's time to get cleaned up at Lady Jane's Second Store in Brighton. Get a precision haircut, hot lather neck shave, and hot towel treatment for a great price. On the corner of East Grand River and Whitmore Lake Road in front of Kroger. It's wicked awesome.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Time for an email, and you can always reach us. Email at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com is the best way to do it. This is actually a porn star chiming in on one of our topics. She said, I listened to your podcast last week, and I wanted to chime in on the topic. Remember we talked about that porn star? She gave us like a behind-the-scenes look.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
What she says went on in porn and whether size matters and all that stuff. She said, I did porn a while ago. I shot over 100 scenes with big companies like Hustler, Bang Bros. I performed with Peter North, some of the biggest names of the time.
You had some stuff happen to you.
Yeah, he's a mess, isn't he?
Yeah, he is a mess. He creates a mess.
She says now,
he's the messiest.
I just do stuff on my own, such as OnlyFans. People definitely bang in between sets. I remember that's what porn star was saying. Like,
oh, yeah.
They'd go to the bathroom and continue having sex while they were waiting on them to change up the scene and stuff. But she said there's the few of us that don't because it's just work and we're just there for the paycheck. You also have to watch out if talent has sex with someone in between sets that's not you because they may not be tested.
Ooh.
And they may get something from them. And that has happened a lot. Also, she said, I will agree, size doesn't matter. Like that other porn star said, because let's face it, it's all acting, it's all fake. I know Lisa was saying there aren't small guys in porn, but there actually is, especially the older guys. But they have the drive that's definitely better than the younger guys. By small, I'm talking 4 to 5 inches.
Yeah, I wondered. We wondered what their idea of small. Right? We said it was 7 or 8.
Right. She said, I was on the Christy Canyon talk show on Vivid and spoke about my past and how it changed my life. People definitely still recognize me from time to time, but they never approach me. You can tell they recognize me, though. And we're the same. You know, we know when we're out, someone recognizes us, but they're too shy to talk to you or whatever.
And it's almost the same deal going on there. Like, if you admit you know a porn star, then it's like, oh, okay, this is what I watch. And I think some people feel the same way about this show.
Right.
Where they're like, I don't want anyone to know that I listen to Dave and Chuck.
We're the guilty pleasure.
Yeah, you know, there is something to that, I think, sometimes. Yeah. Some people will be like, who cares? But then there are some that are like,
I don't want to admit it.
Yeah.
She said, sometimes they'll message me on Facebook later in the day saying, hey, was that you at so-and-so? I don't consider it creepy. I actually kind of enjoy it. I am married now for the past 3 years, but porn definitely made a huge impact on my professional life. As I work in a male-dominated world now and get recognized at most of my jobs, which sucks for a future. I guess, though, it's different for every girl. I don't regret doing it, though. I just probably would do it differently.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
tough. That
does
suck for the future, like trying to...
Well, because guys are, you know, like forever pervs.
Right.
So they're going to find you without even trying.
Exactly.
Like, if I've watched enough things, I've probably seen... If you've done enough movies, I've probably seen you.
Yeah.
You know?
This is who reached out to us here. Oh, wow.
She's done the stuff.
She's done a hard three-way.
She's done the stuff.
For sure. Mm-hmm. There's something called Sniffer Panties.
Well, that's one of the things that you do.
A fine film.
It's weird. I'm familiar with her work, but not as a blonde.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I thought I remember her having dark hair.
I think she did in another picture up there.
Oh, okay.
She was in Big Effing Titty 7.
Wow. Well, yep.
That's quite a...
Yep.
Who hasn't seen that one?
And Boobies 2. Boobies 1 was a classic. I had never seen Boobies 2.
Oh, my God, yeah. It's worth the watch.
Is that more what you remember her looking like?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd recognize a porn star out and about.
I tell you, it was the weirdest thing when I did.
It is really weird because there is like that stigma of like, oh man, I have to admit that, you know, I've watched pornography or whatever. But for me, like I was sitting next to one at the front row of the WWE event local in town.
Yeah.
So I'm there with my fiance and it's hard to be like, do you know who's sitting right next to you? Do you know who's sitting right next to you?
Yeah.
One of the most famous MILFs of all pornography.
It's cool that you had that relationship, though, because a lot of guys could never say that to their girl.
Well, you didn't, right?
Well, I was like...
Oh, you did.
I believe there's a porn star sitting right next to you.
Not that I know. That guy over there.
I was like, I'm almost positive that's like one of the most popular MILF stars I've ever seen. But I could be wrong.
Well, and the thing about the girl I saw in Vegas is that she was like, she's real obscure. Yeah. It was like real obscure. But she was known for a couple things. And so the fact that I couldn't place her for so long was what messed me up, where I was like, God, I know that girl. What the heck? I'm like, who is that? Did I go to school with her?
Like, imagine you approach her and was like, God, I know you from somewhere. I just can't figure it
out. Thank God I didn't do anything like that. She was like, probably from a Beecher video. I'm like, yep.
Oh, that's it.
That's it.
Bingo.
Ding, ding, that's ding, ding, it. Ding. Now I know you.
I remember
It's all back.
It's all back. Coming
no
back.
Pun intended.
Yep, it's all back.
It's all back.
Yeah, that would have been even more awkward. Not realizing until you're like, do I know you from somewhere?
Yeah. But then I'm sure they get that.
But then
on my hog goblin, perhaps.
Yeah, yeah. But then,
you can tell Lisa's not here.
Spider-Man villain, the hog goblin.
Oh
no, the hog goblin's attacking the city.
You'd run.
Yeah, right? You'd run.
It's a hog goblin.
Bad news if you're a hog farmer.
Yeah.
He'll gobble your hog.
But I also thought to myself, oh man. Probably everyone that she's around right now, they're probably all porn stars.
Yeah.
Oh, you think she was in some sort of like...
Well, because that's what Vegas, you know, like they do those big porn conventions in Vegas. And this person so like was so fringe on the fringe of what a porn star even is that I was like, man, that must all be porn chicks, you know?
Yeah,
but, like so big, you just stay away, but
Vegas porn convention.
Yeah.
Well, it's different. But so she kind of backed up what that other porn star had to say. Yeah, people have sex between takes. Yeah, they're smaller guys in porn and size doesn't really matter that much. And yeah, she doesn't mind if people
know that she was in it.
Know that she was in it. I mean, that's your life, right?
I mean,
like, you chose to do it, so
if someone
comes up to say hi, they're...
And at some point, like, someone recognizing you means, I guess, you did a good job.
Yeah.
Right. You did enough work, and it was okay enough for people to recognize you.
Oh, for sure. So, I mean, I'm sure there's times where, you know, if she has kids, I'm not sure if she does, maybe don't approach her then.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, there's certain situations where
you only hope. You can just hope.
That'd be inappropriate.
You know?
So, but outside of that, I'm sure most people don't mind. And we're the same. You know, if you want to say hi, we've said this so many times. We'd much rather you say hi than be like, is that Chuck the Freak?
Oh, I'm just going to follow him around the store.
Yeah, just come say hi.
If that's Chuck the Freak.
It was like last week or the week before. Somebody took a Bigfoot-like picture of me getting a burrito. And I'm walking out of the burrito place. So nice side profile.
Side profile, like holding a burrito.
Yeah, like with my burrito bag. Like,
that's definitely Bigfoot.
They're like Andy Green sighting. I'm like, man, wow. Look at that.
The elusive burrito foot in his natural habitat.
When I'm getting my burrito, I am at my saddest. So thanks for taking the same
thing. They captured that in time.
Yep, they did.
Here's something you can try, James. This guy said it's best when someone asks, where do they recognize you from? And you say, oh, I'm a gay porn star.
I love using that line.
I should start using that, especially when people ask me in front of their significant others. I just look right at the lady. I'm like, well, you might know me as famous gay porn star.
Oh,
there's a
God,
reveal for you.
Yeah. Dick Dongler. Whatever, you have to make up some really great
Dick
porn
Dongler.
Name. I'm Dick Dongler.
So, you know what's weird sometimes, though? Sometimes I feel like not telling someone... When they know they recognize me, but then they're not really sure, and they start throwing things out there, like they're like, "Yeah, do you? Oh, I know you work at. Don't you work at Home Depot?" I'm like, "Nope."
But you don't say no. I'm Chuck the Freak.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I don't do that either.
I'm like, no, I don't work there. No.
I've had a couple of guys come up and say, Chuck the Freak. I'm like, yep.
Oh, I've been Dave a couple times.
That's hilarious.
Yep. Just got to go home and jerk off. I get out of here and go jerk off.
Yeah, I'm like, I got a 9-incher. No, every once in a while they are convinced. They're like, oh my God. And that's one of the most awkward things when they go on and on about you. And then they're like, all right, see you later, Chuck.
Yeah.
And it's like they're talking to you, or see you later, Dave. And they're talking to me, and it's, I'm not as cool. I am not quite as cool as I thought I was. I do not exactly know who I am.
They don't know me.
You know, you're one of those guys.
Yeah.
That's it. It's rare you see a Disney princess get arrested.
Rare.
But, I guess Pocahontas is a Disney princess, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
The woman who is the voice of Disney's Pocahontas was arrested twice last year in Ohio, and they just released the police body cam footage from that over the weekend, and you can see that alcohol definitely was a factor in this. Her name is Irene Bedard, first arrested over Thanksgiving weekend at the home of her ex-husband. I guess she was fighting with her 17-year-old son. Here's a little taste of what went down here.
Hi, white man. How are you doing?
What's going on tonight?
All the white men in the house.
Oh boy.
How's it going? Hi, white man. Hey, I will just tell you, you're both white men.
Good for you.
Pocahontas is still upset.
What's going on tonight?
No.
Why don't we step outside and talk?
So wasted.
Yeah, so am
I. I need my purse. May I have my purse?
So the second arrest occurred days later at a hotel. She reportedly harassed an employee there. She got belligerent as well. So this is, she resisted arrest when they tried to cuff her the first time.
That's
what Disney does to you sometimes.
No.
The girl about to kick her ass.
Open the door, Frank. There you go.
No.
Whoa. She's terrifying.
That is scary.
Oh my God, that's no Disney princess.
Yeah.
She's 53, by the way.
Yeah.
Facing a bunch of charges.
Bit of a boozing problem there.
A little bit. I would assume she got paid. You would think, oh, she's sitting pretty. Just being the voice of Pocahontas back in the day, she probably made nothing for that, right?
I don't think so.
Oh, they probably searched out like a no name.
Right, and then they didn't tell her it was for a Disney movie. They were just like, hey, we've got this project. Mm. I don't know what it is.
You probably paid whoever sang the song more.
Yeah.
The Pocahontas song.
Oh, she wasn't the singer? She was just the voice?
I think she's probably just the voice actress. I don't think she actually sang. I'm trying to remember who sang the Pocahontas song. I mean, I know some of the lyrics, but I've never
Give us a little taste of it.
You think you own whatever land you land on. The earth is just a dead thing you can claim. But I know every rock and tree and creature. And I forget the rest. Yeah. Something, 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 a name.
That's
oh, there. That's it.
James sings the princess hits.
This is James'
James
part.
James sings the princess hits.
I'll sing them all. Under the sea. You know whatever land you land on. It's just a dead thing you can play. I know a rockin' tree and creature.
Oh, it has a life.
Has a spirit. Has a name. That's the only verse that I really know.
Yeah. That was amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, who sang it, though?
The original Colors of the Wind.
It's called Colors of the Wind?
Yeah.
Poca. My kids called her Pocahontas. I'm not going to let's see if I can get the... Oh, Judy Kuhn sang it. So, yeah, she's not... She may probably made the money from singing it.
Yeah.
The girl who just did the voice. Probably not so much.
Right.
And that led to a life of alcoholism and trouble.
Yeah, still never seen that one. There's a lot of those Disney movies I've just never seen.
Yeah. I've never watched Pocahontas. Yeah.
Pocahontas is around the time I cashed out on a lot of the Disney princess movies.
But those lyrics stuck with you, though.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hey, you want to know what's played all the time in Muzak at the grocery store?
Oh, man, huh? Disney
Colors
classics.
Colors of the Wind.
Yeah.
Oh, I never realized that.
I didn't
realize that. And then suddenly hearing it on the overhead is like, Is this the Pocahontas song?
So I guess Judy Kuhn sang it in the movie, but they released it as a single too with Vanessa Williams.
That's what they normally do.
So Vanessa Williams sang it where the the commercial release.
Because wasn't there like even that big song from that Frozen movie? Let it go. Whatever it is.
Let it snow.
Let it snow.
Not sure. That could work too.
Whatever. They had like a fame, like what's her name saying it? Some girl who like alcoholism.
It's a lot of them.
Isn't the girl who sang it in the movie the one who sang it?
No, I think.
Bell?
No, I think that there's a version, though.
We're not going to get the answer to this, you guys.
It's the girl, she...
The alcoholism.
Alcoholism.
She almost died.
Let it go. The alcoholic version. The Disney girl?
Yeah.
She was like on a Disney star?
Possibly.
And then she had trouble.
This is like old guys trying to...
Possibly.
This is like the dementia podcast.
She's Latina?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Latina, alcoholic, former Disney star.
Yeah. You're getting it.
Not Selena Gomez?
Not Selena Gomez.
Who's the other Latina Disney star who's not Selena Gomez?
She sang at the Grammys, made everybody cry.
Ariana Grande?
No.
Someone help on text.
Alcoholism.
Disney alcoholic Latina.
I know who you're talking about, but I can't get
what's
the name
her
out.
Name?
Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato. I believe there is a song. I believe she sings that.
She sings a version of it.
There you go. So they always do that. They like get a famous singer.
Girl, you always have to be concealed. Don't feel.
Yeah, so that. Demi Lovato also. There you go. Chuck knows his Frozen trivia.
Yeah.
Couldn't name her, as someone, one of our listeners texted. Demi location! I guess it auto-corrected for them. But yeah, so yes, Demi Lovato did sing that as well.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play. It sucks to be old.
It definitely sucks to be this old guy. 66-year-old accused bank robber. He tried to rob a bank in Manchester, New Hampshire the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Broke both of his legs.
Oh, my goodness.
And had chunks of flesh ripped from his skin by the police dogs.
Oh.
You're not real quick, huh?
Here they come. I've got a certain amount of time. Drive, Margaret. Oh, no, the dogs are here already. Oh, God.
Oh, they got you.
Yeah, they're ripping the flesh off my legs. You just get out of here.
Bye.
This was a bad idea to rob the bank here.
Shove you out.
Oh, boy. My legs are broken and torn asunder.
I ran them over.
Getting out of here.
Yeah. Have a good day, Margaret.
See you at home.
No, you won't.
All right. See you then.
They're getting me. Getting me good here.
How much do you think he got in the robbery?
$40?
$17.
Oh, that's it. No.
He got $17. Two broken legs and nasty dog bites.
So what do you think snapped his legs?
Did they hit a patch of ice or something?
I don't know. Like, was he trying to run to get
away? Here's what happened. This guy, his name is 66-year-old George England. He went into the Citizens Bank about 4 o'clock in the afternoon the other day.
Stick him up!
He approached the teller, demanded cash, saying he had a gun. The teller said, are you sure you want to do this?
I don't know.
That's a stone cold teller there.
And the teller said, I don't have hardly any money in my drawer right now.
Give it all to me.
Okay. That's when he said, yes, sucker.
Yes, sucker. Pay it up.
He reached behind his back as if he were going to pull out a gun. So the teller said, okay, okay. And handed him the $17 he had.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 17. Wow. Whoa.
He ran into a fitness center down the street.
You'll never find me in this Planet Fitness with every other old person.
Police were there like a minute later.
Uh-oh.
They yelled for him to come out.
No!
Yeah, he's just like on a
treadmill. Yeah, he didn't. So they had to go in after him.
Mm.
And they say he put up a bit of a fight.
Till they snapped his legs, huh?
Well, as he was trying to run away, he fell. Broke both of his legs.
So he's just brittle.
Well, he was tackled by a cop to stop.
Oh, yeah, no. Both
of his legs went opposite direction.
Oh, my.
You got snap, me snap. On account of my legs.
Oh, like those are gone.
Chewed pieces of gum.
Why is a dog on me?
He also had really bad dog bites. Chunks of flesh were missing from his legs.
Oh, well, those dogs, that's what they want to do.
Yeah.
And they're until they tell him they're good boy,
right?
You know,
the dude has had other surgeries before. He had a perforated ulcer.
Yeah,
so half of his stomach has been removed.
Sure.
He's also had they've discovered through the hospital his appendix and gallbladder removed. So he's probably had a pretty tough life.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
He's charged with a serious crime, but they say the only person who was injured here was the old man.
Well, yeah. They tackled him and his legs burst into
dust. Oh, my God. Just turned red to dust. Oh.
He was seriously injured, they say. So they're trying to, I get... Maybe give him a lighter sentence.
It's hilarious.
For that.
You'll never take me alive. Oh, God. Oh, no. $17.
My legs.
For $17. My legs are just.
That's a bad scene.
Yeah. Imagine your legs just go.
Oh.
Nope, right? I can't. I mean, if my legs went opposite directions. And a cop jumped on me. Probably they'd probably snap too. But
just pictures him laying there. The dogs are ripping his legs up.
Yeah, they're gone. Those are gone.
I can't feel a thing.
Nope.
Chunks of flesh. You say.
How's it look, Doc?
How are my legs looking? They're pretty twisted up. They're going all kinds of different ways.
Bet it looks like Korea.
They call the dogs off and he's laying, he's got one leg like this.
Yeah. Like it looks this. Like the letter Z.
$17 is all. Poor bastard.
Yeah.
That's Chuck Luck, though. Yeah. That is Chuck Luck. If there ever was Chuck
Luck. If I was going to rob a bank, there'd be $17 in the till.
Yep. If old Chuck robs a bank one day, the exact same thing. His legs will go in opposite directions and.
Doesn't it
dogs
just
will chew him up.
Speak to something, though, that the teller was like, oh, this poor old man.
Yeah.
She was like, you don't really want to do this, do you? Why don't you just get out of here?
Yeah.
Oh, sucker.
Yeah, what did he say? He's like, suck it or whatever.
Hey, sucker.
Yeah. And then $17.
Yep.
Oh, man.
It's too bad. Too bad for everybody.
He had to give that back, too. $17.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he did.
Take that. That's not his.
I'm sure he did.
So he has been ordered to be preventatively detained.
No, he's not getting anywhere.
But they'll consider changing that if both the public safety and his health issues can be addressed.
Yeah. I mean, with the state of his legs, all they had to do was put some socks on him, and then he wouldn't go anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the only restraints he needs is socks.
Damn you. Socks are too heavy.
Why are these wool?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, two broken legs. He can't do. What is he going to do?
Yeah, nothing. No, nothing. Not for months. He just sort of sits.
Unless he zombie crawls away or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And his arms will shatter.
Right.
He'll break an elbow. Tell your seniors not to rob banks, okay?
I've told them.
Because this could happen. This could absolutely happen. All right. Here, our next story highlights why you shouldn't mess with police dogs as well.
Oh, yeah.
A Florida sheriff's office says a man tried to fight deputies and their canine.
Oh, silly.
As he resisting arrest, but his mugshot proves why you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
You can check this out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. It's our mugshot of the day. A person called 911 telling dispatchers that a man was walking in and out of traffic and tried to grab his steering wheel. The caller then said the suspect was trying to break into his home with his daughter inside. Deputies responded to the home. They spotted 25-year-old Eric Tyler Mathis hiding behind a tarp on the property. When deputies tried to arrest him, they were met with violent resistance.
Yep.
He fought two deputies and resisted their efforts to use a taser.
Get him, Max.
When the taser was ineffective, they deployed canine Zeke.
Zeke, kill.
He tried to grab the dog.
Silly.
But the dog got the better of him.
Oh, man.
I bet.
Deputies finally managed to put him in handcuffs and placed him under arrest.
Let's see how he looks.
His mugshot is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Oh, got him.
Yeah. Zeke did his thing.
Yeah.
It looks like if Sloth was in Fight Club.
He looks like Sloth.
He turned him into Fight Club Sloth.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
He does. Yeah. He looks in rough shape.
The police department issued a statement. While the men and women of the Escambia County Sheriff's Office make every effort to serve the public without having to use force, there are times when suspects violently resist our efforts. Neither the deputies nor canine Zeke were injured in the incident. But his mugshot shows multiple bruises and staples on his eyebrow. He faces multiple charges, including robbery, burglary, resisting arrest with violence, battery on a law enforcement officer, battery on a police canine. He's being held on a $136,000 bond.
So I'm wondering if the staples are like holding
that eyebrow together.
There. Holding that eyebrow together.
Yeah, they had to staple his eyebrow back on.
Yeah. Because the dog had it in his mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. Zeke, drop it, Zeke. Oh,
drop the eyebrow.
We'll staple that right back on your face. Don't worry. No one will even notice.
Hey, listen. First of all, dude resisted a taser.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You cannot resist the canine.
Yeah. No.
Zeke was
man,
hungry.
He is, that's...
I've never seen a more swollen face.
I know, like, I'd love to see what he looks like just before. Like a before and after.
Not much better.
Yeah, I'm guessing he wasn't a real handsome fella.
No, I feel like he's very swollen.
There's got to be other mugshots of the guy, right? I don't want to print it. Thank you.
Yeah, let's not print that.
I just want to look it up. I want to search Google for it. Eric Tyler Mathis, Florida. See if he's got to have a...
It can't be the first time he's been in trouble,
it
right?
It can't be. He's got to have a regular mugshot somewhere. Voter records. Nope.
Yeah.
Can't find it.
Because him looking like Sloth from Goonies, which is funny, I have my Goonies shirt on today. He looks just like Sloth, except Sloth got beat up.
Yeah.
His ears are seemingly in different spots.
You don't know if Zeke tore those off, though. Or...
Oh, I know. They had to just glue
Oh, there he is. I found him.
Oh, yeah. He is a lot different.
Yeah, so it's a lot different.
Seems to get beat up every time.
He does get beat up every time. He's got a black eye here.
He resists every time, and every time they take him in.
They do. That is funny. He's
wow, that was from last summer.
Well, you knew, like, he was up to... He's been up to no good.
Yeah. It just shows how swollen his face is.
Oh, yeah. Because he looks like he's 50 pounds heavier.
Yeah.
But it's just bruising.
Where does it say he was arrested for this time? It doesn't. I can't find it.
It should say it's an arrest.
I know. It says arrest details, but it doesn't say what it's for.
Got to look up that stat.
Yeah, the statute code. Yeah, that's
sure
a lot.
It's no good.
That's a lot.
But you see the difference in the dude from there to here.
He's real bad at resisting.
Yeah. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, that is
he
a
got
big
his
difference.
Ass beat.
His face looks completely different.
Even the same person.
It's it's a completely different shape.
It looks like he's sprayed by like a nerve agent or something.
Like his eyes don't.
That's 100%
his
eyes him. He's got the same neck tattoo. Yeah, right? Yeah. So it's 100% him.
Yeah, no, his eyes don't work anymore. His ears are in different spots.
Zeke.
Zeke.
His ears are in different spots.
His right eye is barely hanging on. Like, it really seems like it's barely hanging on.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
I mean, Zeke really went to town there.
Yeah, he bit him. He bit him good.
That's what happens, though. Right?
Yeah. Yep.
Don't mess with a police dog. Your ears will be in different places when you're done.
The dogs that they choose, they bite so hard. Like, they can... I've heard that they can just bite your arm, and just the power of it can snap that bone.
Break the bones, yeah.
I'm sure. You've seen them with those dudes in those suits.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, my buddy who's a cop, he asked me if I wanted to do that once. Like, you know...
No. Pass on that.
I'll do like, you know, target practice and stuff, but I'm not going to be a dog rag.
No.
Right? This is so fun! Oh, they're chewing me to pieces!
Got to give him my number, Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's whole face is different.
I saw a video of, like, a guy running away. Like, he was running away, and a police dog was chasing him. And the police dog jumped to tackle him and, like, grabbed him. And the force, the speed at which the dog was, like, moving, it flipped him. Like, he flung like a rag doll. This dog flung this guy like a rag doll. And then you don't want to be on the ground.
Second, I'm in a police situation and they're bringing the canines. I'm surrendering.
God. I have surrendered. Oh, yeah.
And you should.
Please.
Yep. And you should. When the dogs come out, hands up.
And they tell you that they're going to let that dog go.
They used to tell you multiple times.
Yeah.
There's not a chance in hell I know I'm out running a canine.
No.
No. Listen, it's a bad, bad call to fight a police dog.
Yeah.
Just don't do it.
Your face will be different.
Yeah. You will end up with a much different
like a Rubik's Cube. That, like one of his cheeks is lower.
It is. It's like just a jangled Rubik's face.
It's hard to explain. You got to go check it out for yourself. The mugshot's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
How would you feel about being semi-erect for life?
I don't think I'd...
I'd take a semi right now.
Jesus. Well, the writing was on the wall for a 21-year-old Iranian man. He decided to honor his girlfriend by getting a tattoo on his penis.
Wow. What an honor.
The man paid to have the words... Baro bi salamat. It's a Persian phrase meaning good luck with your journeys.
Yeah, you guy totally ripped off my idea. Great. Now I got to come up with something new.
All Chuck and Fidon, though, was good.
Yeah. Not even. But.
He wanted to get that permanently etched on his penis.
Hmm.
He included the letter M, the first initial of his girlfriend's name, so there could be no doubt about the special lady in his life.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the tattoo needle went awry.
What? Like, where'd it go? Like, what did it do?
Got to be easy when they're tattooing a wiener.
It caused deep tissue bleeding that resulted in 8 days of excruciating pain.
Yeah.
And left the man's member in a permanent state of semi-erection.
I'd take that.
Well, can he go the full... Or does it just always a semi?
Okay, well,
that sucks.
If you could go the full, would you want a permanent semi?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. 100%.
Honestly, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah. No, I would. It's always impressive.
Right? Oh, exactly.
It's always impressive.
Oh, yeah. I'd sign up for that right now. Yeah.
I'd be jabbing it with something.
I got to find out where this nerve is.
Sign up for a full-time semi.
No. Yeah. I mean, because then you could just, in any scenario... You look great coming out of the pool.
Right.
You look great.
Frigid waters.
You look great.
Scared.
You look great.
So it's priapism is what happened to him. The condition is normally a persistent erection that isn't caused by sexual stimulation.
Yeah.
Or one that endures hours after sexual activity has ended. It usually affects men 30 and older and requires immediate attention to avoid the risk of permanent erectile dysfunction. About 8,700 men in America
visited emergency rooms with priapism last year, just to put the numbers in perspective. So the patient in this case, though, waited 3 months.
It's a long time.
To seek medical attention.
Yep. Nope. Can't do that.
Did his wiener die?
Well, he stated the tattoo had been created years ago, but then fessed up and said it happened just before he got a semi that wouldn't go away. A traditional tattooist created the tattoo manually using a handheld needle.
Oh, one of these.
Oh, is that what they are?
They hammer it in like it's a stone that they're carving back in the prehistoric days?
The old-timey tattoos were like that, where you
Is that how they do Iranian dick tattoos?
Like, if you go to Hawaii and get a traditional Hawaiian tattoo, that's the way it is. It's like they hold a needle in their hand with ink and then tap.
Yeah, they like tapping in.
Mm. Yeah.
But I don't know much about Iranian dick tattoos.
You're right, Andy, and neither do I. I wish I knew more.
So a traditional tattooist created the tattoo manually using a handheld needle.
But he could have just been poking it.
But that caused deep penile tissue bleeding for several days.
That makes more sense, though, right? Because with a gun, you know the needle's only going to go in so far. But if I'm just like sticking you like a pin cushion,
you can make a mistake.
I could. Oops. Ooh, that was deep.
You know? He was diagnosed, though, with the first known case of non-ischemic priapism, a version of the condition that ensues when the blood enters the penis faster than it can drain out. The resulting pressure results in a constant state of semi-erection.
Right, but at least it's going in, but it's coming out.
And that's it, so it's less serious than the regular version.
It's the kind you want, right there.
Which results when a patient has an erection, but blood is no longer flowing in or out. To relieve the situation, doctors referred the patient to have a shunt inserted in his penis.
I'm good.
Penis shunt.
Yeah, no, I don't want any. Nope.
They had to insert the shunt to allow the excess blood to be drained. Unfortunately, that didn't work.
Oh.
He has decided to forego surgery and simply live semi-erect.
He's living the semi-life.
Semi-soft life.
That's like an offshoot of the soft life.
Yeah, that's what it is. Semi-soft.
The semi-soft kind of life.
Yep.
At present, the patient continues to have a semi.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the painless nature of erections, he lives with his condition.
Not bad.
So it's not uncomfortable or anything for him?
Yeah, it's like the one case in history where it worked out.
Yeah. No, I don't think it would be uncomfortable.
As long as you get the full shabon, I mean, why not?
Yeah, I don't think it would be uncomfortable.
If you had a full erection, Lise, it would be uncomfortable.
Yeah, that would be uncomfortable.
But semi, you deal with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just fill in your shorts more.
He just looks great.
Right.
That's the greatest he'll look before he's rigid. He looks great.
So he had no regrets about it, although doctors strongly advise against not seeking medical attention. Anyone with an unwanted erection that endures for more than 4 hours has to seek medical attention immediately.
Man, oh man.
They don't want guys.
That shakes me to my core.
Absolutely, it does. They don't want guys trying to do this, right? Like trying to get the lifetime semi?
Yeah, like James, you got a needle?
I do.
All right.
Let me go get my little hammer.
Get in here.
Tapping that needle in there.
And just start stabbing it.
What a weird. Okay.
All right.
Stabbing. Dick. Dick stabbing noises are going to
stop.
Stop!
You can tell that James was putting his heart into it.
He was.
He's really stabbing me good.
I wanted to make sure he's got that semi soft life going.
He enjoyed it too much.
Yeah.
All the paybacks for all those Remy's I had to give him.
Oh, wow.
Goodness gracious.
A couple more just for good measure.
Ow! It's a very weird tattoo he was getting, too. Good luck with your journeys.
Yeah, I don't know what that...
I guess it has big meaning. It'd be like, you know, like there's an Irish saying, may the sun rise to... Oh, what's the famous saying?
Sunrise to meet you.
Yeah, shine on your back or something. It'd be like me getting that on my penis, right? Yeah. Because it has Irish meaning.
Right.
So this has, you know, Iranian meaning for him. I'm trying to see... what it is. man, this, what is it? May the sun, my Irish family will be.
It's in Blow.
Pardon?
It's in the movie Blow.
Okay, yeah.
It's like something that ends with the stars.
Ah, whatever. I'll never fuck
just
it.
Just put you know, Irish sayings, and then put a little bit of it.
May the road rise to meet you. Yeah. That's it there. Oh, it's very long.
It's too long. Yeah.
Well, Dave could get this whole thing.
He's the only one in the room that would fit on.
May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sunshine warm upon your face. The rains fall soft upon your fields. And again, until we meet, may God hold you in the palm of his hand. That's probably too long to get on your penis.
Get a paragraph on it.
I just put, may God hold you in the palm of his hand.
What I'm saying.
That's all I would put on.
It's weird to get like a famous saying. Normally it's like a sexual thing or someone's name, right?
It's like me putting like live, laugh, love on mine or something.
Yeah.
Inspirational saying. Like,
why would you do that? Like, why did you do that?
Yeah.
Good luck on your journey. Like, why did you do that?
Oh, it's funny to think of men's inspirational penis tattoos.
Arrive as strangers, leave as friends. Why am I putting that? Why am I putting that?
That kind of works. Be like some of Ken's inspirational sayings he used to have. Yeah. Some people got them tattooed on their dongs. Just weird. That's what I'm saying. It was a weird choice overall, but now he's semi for life. So there you go. All right, speaking of guys' dongs, remember last fall? There was an update on this a few weeks ago. The report of the high-tech male chastity belts that had the problem. They got hacked, right? Mm-hmm. And they were locking people in their chastity belts. Well, they spoke to one of the guys that had that happen, a dude named Sam Summers.
Poor Sam, huh? Yeah.
He revealed that hackers got into his electronic chastity belt and were holding his junk for ransom.
Jeez.
He said, initially, I thought it was my partner, and actually, I got a bit excited by that.
Oh, wow.
But when he called and gave her the safe word, she swore it wasn't her.
Hmm.
Oh, that's alarming.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Guacamole.
Yeah. Enterprise.
It's like in the movie, your pupil dilates once you realize it's not her.
Yeah.
That's when they realized something was up. It was hackers.
Mm.
Hackers messaged him. They demanded $1,000 in Bitcoin to unlock his penis.
It's yours.
But he stayed strong. He didn't want to do it.
Oh, yeah.
So he and his partner took bolt cutters to the chastity belt, and they were actually able to get it off.
Oh, man. Wow.
Man, got his buddies to do it.
Yeah.
But not without a little pain.
Sure.
He said, I don't have a scar or anything, but I was bleeding, and it effing hurt.
Oh, God.
You don't want your buddy to accidentally do the whole thing there.
I'm going to get you, but it's going to cook your skin a bit.
As far as we know, he's not planning on suing the chastity belt manufacturers or anything, but he said he's not going to use any digital adult products anymore.
It just doesn't, like, I know that the move is everything digital, but some stuff
can remain analog.
You just need to remain analog.
Right.
You don't lock and key, you know?
You don't need to digital up your chastity belts.
No,
you don't.
Like, I don't want to have, like, a Bitcoin password to get into my Johnson, you know, that I could lose.
I get the attraction if you were into that. You know, the fact that your woman, because that's why they have these things now, right? The women have vibes the in remotes. All day and
yeah.
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the fact if your partner's at work, she could still punish him or, you know, unleash him.
Right. But just like your car, right? Like we all have remotes that unlock the doors.
Yep.
But in a jam, all of those things have a key on them.
Mm-hmm.
So you can still get in. There should be just a key that overrides everything.
Absolutely. You should be able to, there should
have
be a backup
key.
Have
all the digital fun you want.
Right.
All of that stuff. But that key.
Yeah, I have a real key.
I'm amazed it does it.
Mm. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they should have thought about that.
Yeah, it should have a backup.
Yep.
In case of power failure, battery runs out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, Bluetooth connection issues.
Mm.
We all suffer from that.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of customer service they have either.
Would you sue? I'm surprised he's not, because this is America, right? Everyone sues for everything.
I think he would.
It's highly embarrassing. He doesn't seem to be.
I would have never went to the news. I would have never went to the news.
Yeah, he
wouldn't reveal. Well, I don't know. There's something. If you're wearing that, Chuck, you're into the humiliation, right?
I guess. Like,
you kind of have that issue. So, I mean, he didn't reveal his. They say that's his name.
His identity. No
yeah, there's no pictures of him or anything in the article. Mm-hmm. And he was just interviewed for Vice. You want to read the story in full, you can go to DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
Yeah, it'd be crazy to go into a courthouse and like, look at lawyers and like you're looking at the jury and you're like, my penis was kept hostage because I enjoy the cage lifestyle.
But then like the company's like, make him put it on.
Right. And then you got to
prove it. Prove you're in it.
Jeez.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a China-based manufacturer.
Oh, yeah, so they'll never show up.
Yeah,
no.
So good luck, I guess, trying to sue them. There's no manual override at all.
This is very traumatizing for this guy, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Lisa, my dick is locked up, right? And I can't get it off.
People want money. And
well, how can you trust a chastity wiener thing again?
I wouldn't. I'd be really upset.
It'd be so traumatizing. And that's just another, you want to buy them in the good old U.S. of A.
Exactly. Where's my made in America chastity bag? They just don't make stuff here anymore.
Be an American.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah, that's the one we looked at. I totally remember now. It's crazy. You would think now, though, they'd have an update where they put like a, you know.
Security.
An override system on it. Look, even the app is in.
As a, no,
it's
come
in
on.
Chinese. I don't want.
People are way too trusting.
They are.
Yeah. And it's just, what kind of info are they gathering on your dick?
Right.
They're gathering all the info.
How happy you are, though, when you're released.
Done!
Discreet packaging.
Yeah. Probably shows up, says, like, wiener lock all over the box.
Wiener lock. Chuck, looks like your wiener lock arrived.
Oh, great. It's discreet, huh?
Oh, yeah. No. No good.
No.
But thankfully, he got out, and he's still not.
I feel
he
like
didn't
I,
give in to the hackers' demands.
I feel like I could take that thing, though, that device, and like throw it to my dad and be like, hey, Dad, check this thing out. And he'd have no idea
what it is
at all what he's looking at. It looks like way too futuristic, and it doesn't even like, I don't think if you knew what that thing was, you'd be able to say, oh, this goes.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people would know what that
is. I don't think they'd know what that thing even is.
Mm-hmm. Looks like a part of a pepper spray canister.
Yeah.
Or oh, is this like the dispenser you put on a pepper spray canister?
Does it look... Like, it's just the tip goes in there, right?
No, that's your hold arm.
No.
Easily.
It looks like it's the size of a
in.
Thumb, yep. Unless the pictures look really tiny.
I think it's supposed to be squished.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Squished, so if you get there. Hard, that would hurt.
Yeah.
Real bad.
Not really.
Well, and there's something easily there for your balls, right. Too. Some kind of back thing there.
There's tons of room. 6.5 centimeters.
Centimeters. That's not inches.
Yeah. Easy. Easy peasy.
Nah, I don't understand.
It's crazy, though, that some people want the small. I mean, maybe if you are small.
They like the torture aspect.
But that's why I wonder if it's like, you know, someone who's got a larger one, you put them in a small, and then it's just pure pain.
People are chiming in with lyrics. Proud to be an American where at least my dick is free.
Yeah.
Dick freedom.
Yeah.
America.
Dick freedom. I just keep picturing like all the wiener lock jobs have been shipped overseas.
Yeah.
I lost my job at the plant making wiener locks.
You know, funny you speak about car keys, though. Because this is now. Remember the kids that didn't know how to crank down a car window?
Yes.
In an old school car?
Yep.
Well, we just had an incident with Aiden. And I never thought to tell him this. So he has a little car that he drives, right? Mm-hmm. And it has a remote start, you know, like a keychain where it's keyless.
Yeah, yeah.
He was out the other day when he got back into his car. The battery had died.
Oh.
Oh,
he
yeah.
didn't know what to do.
Oh.
And I never thought to show him. Like, his is one where it's a tiny little key, but you have to, like, slide it out.
Yeah,
it's not. Some of them have a button of the key thing pops out, right? Mm-hmm. His is not like that. It's kind of, like,
inside.
Hidden inside, right?
Yep.
And I never thought to show him that, and he had no idea what to do.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that would be...
Right? Like it's so now we're at the point where kids don't know about keys.
No.
Yeah.
They've grown up with a life with just those, you know, keyless cars. So he had I had to walk him through. Okay, there's a key in there.
Yeah.
You can get it out and use the key. Use the key.
Where do you put that?
But he had never had to use it before.
No,
then.
No.
Even when he was, you know, learning to drive in our cars, the same thing.
You rarely have to use them.
No, you rarely ever. I have to use my key just on the Jeep because the hood locks. So the only way to get the hood open now is to... Because people used to steal everything that was inside Jeeps.
My car did something just for a second the other day where I had to use my key fob and touch the button with it, which was weird. It was
almost like it was like sinking to it again
it
or whatever.
It wouldn't start unless I did it. It was bizarre.
Huh.
I don't know why that happened.
That's very strange.
Yeah, I had to take the key fob and touch it to the button because when I tried to just push it, it wouldn't work.
Well, so listen. Talk to your kids about car keys.
Yeah, okay. Teach them. Teach them.
I never thought to do it. I didn't even really, didn't cross my mind. But, yeah, sometimes they may need to know. All right, so this is kind of disturbing. Over half of the world's airline pilots are not working as pilots right now because of the pandemic. Mm. Over half. The problem is, when they do get flying again, turns out they're making a lot of errors.
Listen, no
because good. They are rusty.
Mm-hmm. Listen. So every once in a while, like we'll have our Christmas break.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we come back, I sit down in front of this board and I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing.
And thankfully, it's not a plane.
I'm like,
we're not in the sky.
Yeah.
I'm like, I stare at all the screens and I'm like,
not as important.
This should come. But I'm just saying. It's so easy to forget.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's so easy to forget.
Absolutely.
Right. There's a lot more involved in flying.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Plus a bunch of people's lives in your hands.
Yeah. Right. They should make you sit in one and take it off, like take one, a plane off and land it with no one on it. And then be like, okay, I remember now. We're good.
They can't afford to do
they
that
can't.
Right now.
I know. I know they can't.
That requires gas and they don't have any money for it.
I know.
A pilot preparing to pull a passenger jet away from an airport gate forgot to disengage the parking brake. That damaged part of the plane as they were trying to pull away. Another pilot had so much trouble landing a passenger jet, it took three tries before the plane touched down successfully. In yet another incident, a first officer forgot to turn on the anti-icing mechanism that ensures the altitude and airspeed sensors on the outside of the plane aren't blocked by ice. Luckily for those passengers, the plane completed its flight without problems. These incidences are among quite a few errors and mishaps since May that pilots and first officers have attributed, at least in part, to being out of practice because of the pandemic, which pushed air travel demand to the lowest level in decades and has a lot of them not flying for long periods of time. The first officer that forgot to activate the anti-icing mechanism said, "Because I hadn't flown in months, I was rusty. I felt, though, I was strong enough to fly, but in reality, I should have taken some time to review."
You think that maybe they'll make them all take simulations?
Yeah, like something like that, like a flight simulator.
Yeah, the head of the Aircraft Pilots Association says it's a simple fact. You're not as sharp if you haven't flown in a while.
Yep.
In April and May, the number of daily takeoffs in the U.S. dropped about 75% below pre-pandemic levels. In recent months, the number of takeoffs has risen to 43% below, but still, as I said, half of the world's pilots are not flying right now.
I have to imagine what it is that everything just becomes like second nature. And I know that I know this job is dumb, but In doing a lot of this stuff, it's like, I don't even have to think about it. You just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But then the second you have to think about it, it's like, what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, until it just, you get back in the swing of things. So these pilots must be the same. Like they're forgetting little tiny things that they probably just did, not even thinking about it. Like, I got to turn that de-icer off. I always turn that thing off.
Something else to worry about.
Yeah.
We start flying again.
Yeah. Rusty pilots.
Yeah, I think I'll let them get the first couple of rounds out.
Give them a little a question when you go by. Like, hey, how long were you off?
You
you rusty?
Yeah, how long were you up?
First flight back?
Yeah. And when they're like, they say yes, you're like, I need to go.
Yeah. So to ensure pilots in the U.S. maintain proficiency, even when they're not working for long stretches of time, the FAA bars pilots from flying a commercial jet unless they performed at least 3 takeoffs and 3 landings, either in a simulator or on a plane in the previous 90 days. But they changed all those rules because of COVID. They gave them an extra 60-day grace period on top of that. And then in December, they added another 30-day grace period. So it went from 90 days to double that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll forget completely what to do in 180 days. I don't know, if I didn't put pants on for 180 days, I'd forget how
James,
to put pants on.
Got to help Chuck with his pants again. He forgot how to do it.
Oh, well, it's, he always
forgets. It's been 180
how to do
days. Well, I don't know.
I forget how to do it after like 4 hours. You always call me in here to help you with your pants.
Yeah. I can't remember how to take them off.
So, show you. You know, besides those incidents I told you about, there's also been a steep increase in the number of planes making what they're calling unstable approaches.
I don't like that sound.
Jeez.
What is that?
They're either trying to land at too high a speed or without enough thrust.
No.
Those jumped from about 13 for every 1,000 flights before the pandemic to 35 for every 1,000 flights.
I feel like those are the, every once in a while you'll see a video of like a plane where it looks like it's like real janky and then it lands and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, you can't believe it.
Yeah.
All right, so with voice changing technology,
okay.
We do have a commercial pilot with us. Are you admitting you have made some mistakes because you're rusty?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my. Oh, my goodness.
I will say it's just, it's an issue of you haven't flown in a while and they put you in the sims, but you just, you're not up to it at that point. You need to at least a few more hours before you get there. I've made plenty of mistakes just because I haven't flown in a while.
Now, mistakes in the sims or mistakes in real life planes?
Both.
Yeah. What's the, I mean, I'm sure you have to be vague. What kind of mistakes are we talking here?
This is anonymous, right?
Yeah, it's anonymous and voice changing.
Yep.
I think the worst one I've made is we were coming into an airport and shooting an instrument approach, and I was looking down at my chart briefing the approach, and we fly with only one pilot in the airplane. I looked back up and I was probably in a 45-degree bank, nose down, and it just did not look good.
Oh my.
Managed, a lot of people on the plane?
Oh, sure.
A lot of people?
It's only a 9-person airplane.
Oh, okay. Yeah, still.
Nine.
You'd feel that one.
Those poor 9 people.
It happens.
Yeah.
All right.
You be safe. You be safe up there.
He's good now.
Yeah.
Just don't take 180 days off.
Yeah. Right. Thanks for calling in, man. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.
Yeah.
See ya.
People too.
9 poopy pants.
Yep. 9 poopy pants.
Well,
sure.
Imagine you're like twisted and
going
down.
Straight, like you're pointing straight down.
I'm assuming he said it was all instruments, so it was either super dark or clouds everywhere, like you're just flying through.
Yeah. And he's like, oh my God, I about just killed 9 people.
Yeah.
Bring her up, bring her up.
Let's straighten this puppy up.
I don't like the words unstable approaches.
I don't
like that at all.
No. I also feel like 2 pilots. I love 2 pilots on there. I like a co-pilot.
Give me 2. We got 2 pilots up here.
You need to.
Someone that catches maybe something the other missed.
Yeah. I don't know how many movies I've seen where at least one pilot dies in flight.
Exactly.
Thank God the other guy's there.
That's why they have them, right?
Right, I guess.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I think so.
Something happens to one, you can still land that bitch.
You see just one pilot, you'd be like, you should buddy up.
Where's your buddy?
Yeah. You should buddy up, dog.
Now a lot of the big ones, I think they can just hit a couple buttons and they would just land themselves.
The only one, I was on a flight years ago, so it was one of those like tiny little, they call them puddle jumpers, and I believe, at least that's what I thought, when we took off, the flight attendant was in the co-pilot seat and then got up and served some drinks and then sat back in for the landing.
Yeah, I don't think that is...
But no, they were doing stuff, which is what I found odd. So was like the co-pilot also the flight attendant?
Probably.
Right?
Probably a little bit.
He's there just in case the other pilot's heart explodes.
Probably. Like, can I get a drink back here? I'm busy flying the plane.
I shut up. I'm flying the plane. Shut your face, John Wayne.
Okay.
I get you to your destination soon. Shut up.
It's fine to call a lady John Wayne.
John Wayne. Shut up.
Always, always with the Coke. Always wanting the Coke. Always. Oh, no, we don't have a Coke Zero. I don't have a Coke Zero. Sorry, John Wayne.
I just remember it being odd. I thought, did someone call in sick, or is this how this airline normally does it?
Strange. That I don't know.
The co-pilot also has to do flight to save money?
I don't know. Was there only one flight attendant?
It was just that guy.
Yeah.
No,
oh my God!
Press the button again.
Hold on a second. I got the John Wayne again. Hi, Mr. John Wayne. Oh, something wrong again?
I was hoping to get some of those cookies that
did. Oh, yeah, of course. You want a bigger cookie. Oh. Let me go find something.
We got John Wayne. Big, big John Wayne wants
what
our
was
cookies.
That?
Nothing! You want a big cookie, John Wayne?
Yes, please.
Hey, okay. Go ahead and get some chocolate milk because he's going to ask for that next.
I went ahead and brought you some chocolate milk.
I was going to ask for that.
Of course you were.
Is this sugar-free chocolate milk?
Absolutely not.
Oh, well, I was hoping you could give me some sugar-free.
Don't exist.
And then the pilot's like, can you come help me fly this plane?
Oh, hold on. I got to go fry.
Yeah. Yep. You don't want that.
I don't like that.
I don't want them to multitask.
No.
Stick to one thing.
They should just pilot.
I would assume it was like maybe 20 people could be on this plane.
Mm. Yeah, that's more than I would have thought for the dual job person.
Mm. Mm. But, and I don't know if something bad were to happen. Who preps the cabin, right? Who makes sure your oxygen masks are on and stuff?
Oh, they don't care about that.
No,
they don't care about that.
Listen, we have to live. I don't care about them.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.